Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Janet Gallus is a retired disability educator with postgraduate degrees in education and theology. She's been a long-time member of WATAC and meditator with the WCCM since 2008. Her passion now lies in bringing together various elements of the Christian tradition, which will shape a vibrant 21st century spirituality, one that is both in tune with modern cultural and scientific understandings and inspired and energised by the contemplative way.
Hello, everyone. Today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20, is a timely reminder, if we needed it, that living in community isn't always easy. In many ways, this early Christian community faced issues similar to our own. They were stepping out into the uncertainties of a new era. Old ways and certainties of past practices were gone, but the new order was yet to fully take shape. They faced conflicts and persecutions from without, and confusion and tensions arising from within. All this sounds uncomfortably familiar. It challenges us to ask, how can we, as members of a suffering global community in the 21st century, learn to live out a more healthy community life? In this reading, Matthew presents Jesus teaching at the end of his ministry in Galilee, but the passage was most likely written late in the first century to help an early Christian community manage internal disputes. Probably most of the members of this community were Jewish converts. It is not surprising, then, that Matthew's gospel presents Jesus as a controversial teacher who reinterprets Jewish law, most notably by prioritizing healthy relationships over restrictive rules and regulations. It is interesting that this reading is framed by two well-known parables, the lost sheep and the unforgiving servant. The first emphasizes the care that must be taken for the little ones, the most lowly and seemingly insignificant. All are important, none should be lost. The second parable illustrates the overarching attitudes of forgiveness and mercy, which must prevail when problems inevitably arise in community life. With this scaffolding in place, Matthew develops a structure to deal with disagreements. Firstly, if a member recognised behaviours in another which were contrary to community values, they should begin to address the issue with the person privately. If the problem could not be resolved, the next step would be to approach the person with witnesses, as recommended in biblical law. However, if problem behaviours persisted, the grievance should be put before the whole community. Anyone who still refused to change their behaviour could be excluded from community life. Importantly, however, even if the process was long and difficult, it was to be seen as an opportunity for growth for all. Everyone would benefit from the development of right relationships in the community. Ours, too, is an era of uncertainty and change. Until recent times, the Christian worldview was based on unchanging eternal truths involving personal salvation and a kind of out there somewhere God. This individualistic and dualistic worldview fostered a human sense of apartness and separation. We were separated from divine presence, separated from others who were different, and of course, separated from all the non-human members of the earth community. Religion in the 21st century brings us right back down to earth. We now know that we are participants in a dynamic and ongoing evolutionary process, and that we are kin with all living things on earth. Our sense of who or what constitutes community has been greatly expanded. Past certainties have been replaced by awe and wonder at the mystery of creation, the vast creative complexity and beauty of the universe, which has gifted us life. The emerging spirituality of our times is characterized by a global, interconnected, inclusive, or non-dualistic, and ecological consciousness. In Laudato Si, we are invited to develop a spirituality of that global solidarity which flows from the mystery of the Trinity. Having a global outlook means that our care and concern necessarily reaches out to embrace all members of the Earth community. What a gift and what a responsibility! Through modern science, we know that all the Earth systems are interconnected. All parts are important to the effective functioning of the whole. The evocative term web of relationships is used to describe the connectivity of the Earth's dynamic systems. With this expanded consciousness, we begin to discover the mystery of the sacred presence embedded deeply within self, others, and all the beauty of the natural world. A reflection on community life seems most appropriate during the season of creation. At this time in particular, we are asked to renew our relationship with the Creator and all forms of life on earth. The theme for Season of Creation this year is Let Justice and Peace Flow, and is symbolized by an ever-flowing, life-sustaining river. It's a powerful image which invites us to take time to reflect on the ways sacred presence nurtures us continually with life, love, and beauty. The text comes from the prophet Amos, who cries out to us down through the centuries, "But let justice roll on like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream." The Pope has responded, "Maintaining a right relationship with God, humanity, and nature, then justice and peace can flow like a never-failing stream of pure water, nourishing humanity and all creatures." Relationships matter. Right relationships matter even more. For Christians, Christ is the model for right relationships. Our encounter with Christ will necessarily be reflected in our relationships with all things. In Laudato Si, we are reminded that living our vocation to be protectors of God's handiwork is essential to a life of virtue. It is not an optional or secondary aspect of our Christian experience. This challenging statement takes us much more deeply into concern for right relationships with all the Earth community. Unfortunately, the results of our continuing inability to live well in community have become glaringly obvious in recent times through the global effects of devastating climate change. In the non-human world, species are being lost at an alarming rate. In the human world, climate disruptions impact the poor and marginalized most of all. In a painful twist of today's gospel message, those least responsible for poor behavior in the global community are the ones who are suffering most. Today, we are being called to a restoration of right relationships in community on a scale Matthew's early Christian converts could not possibly have imagined. But now, there is another ironic twist. We, in the developed world particularly, have to acknowledge our own role, not as the righteous ones being wronged in some way, but as the perpetrators of the problems currently besetting the global community. We are the ones being called urgently to change our ways. Our new awakening is to our human responsibility for the current planetary crisis. The individualistic and dualistic mindset of past times has promoted self-interested, acquisitive, and exploitative practices in the name of progress. It is not surprising, then, that Laudato Si calls us all to community conversion in our spiritual practice, an ecological conversion to the earth, which is to be grounded in a prophetic and contemplative lifestyle. We are to be contemplative in our ability to stop and listen, listening first to the voice of the Sacred Presence, which, Matthew promises, is amongst us in community. And importantly, listening with renewed sensitivity to the voice of the suffering other. We are to be prophetic in our ability, personally and communally, to speak out against wrongdoing and injustice. Our action is to be grounded in loving care and concern, particularly for the least among us who are suffering most. Now is the time for us to call on all members of the community to help restore right relationships on planet Earth.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.